I'd say he wasn't doing well, or he wasn't going to get better.
So you say it looks what? He'll never pull through.
It looks like he'll never pull through.
And if somebody wanted, you know, to go with you, I mean, you know, if you want somebody to go with you somewhere, you know, you'll say, well, I won't go what he goes.
Unless he goes.
And if somebody, you know, said, well, you know, if you don't want to do it, I can do it what you do it. You're doing it. You're...
Now what?
If you did something, you know, and your roommate sat here and played or something, like
uh-huh.
You said, well, you could have helped me in what of doing that.
You could have helped me while I was doing that?
You could have helped me like in place of some sort. What's that?
I don't know.
Instead
of?
And if I said, why do you like him? You say, well, I like him.
Because.
And if people became members of your church, you'd say they did what? They
joined the church.
And in church, you pray to?
To God.
And to the preacher, you say he delivered a fine
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provided good
music.
And you say, oh, the music was
fine, nice.
You wouldn't say it was ugly, you'd say it was
beautiful.
And if you were going to church or something, like, you know, you had a flat tire, you'd say, well, church will be over
by the time I get there.
And what did people used to tell children to get them, you know, if they didn't behave themselves? If you don't behave yourself.
You mean that thing that would scare you? We used to call it the boogeyman.
Well, is that the same as the opposite of God, you know?
The devil. No.
What? No, explain the difference then.
Oh, that was just something that, I don't know what you call it. Just something that scared little kids.
What did it look like? Yeah.
And didn't have any special appearance.
Any nicknames for the devil?
No.
Any
not
other
that
name?
I've used.
Do you ever use the word devil?
Every now and then.
For what? I mean, how
probably in reference to the real devil, not like scaring a little kid or anything like that.
Well, what would people say would frighten him at night? The things all in white.
Ghosts.
And would you ever call him any ghost anything else?
Goblin? No.
Where do ghosts live?
I don't know.
Would you say they lived in a what kind of house?
A haunted house.
And if you might say if the weather was changing, you'd say, better put on a sweater, it's getting
chilly.
What kind of chilly? Not real chilly, just rough.
A little chilly.
Would you ever say rough?
Rather chilly? No.
And well, if somebody says, come on, go with me, you say, well, I'll go with you if you insist, but
I'd rather not.
And what do you say to a friend you hadn't seen for a long time? How do you express your feelings, you know, about seeing them?
Gosh, I don't know. It depends. I say, haven't seen you in a long time. It's nice to see you, or it's been a long time.
How would you say it, you know? Like if somebody walked in the door right now that you hadn't seen in a year. Good friend.
Say, maybe, hi, it's been a long time, or something like that.
Oh, would that express how glad you were to see him?